As we step up our efforts in recruiting and enrollment, we are also increasing services to support and retain students to keep them on their path to graduation. Central Michigan is known for being student-centered. That is who we are. We must expand upon this and become known as a university that ensures its students are challenged academically while being supported emotionally and mentally. For example, we recently learned that as many as 3,000 CMU students were struggling with food insecurity. 3,000 students were worried about where their next meal would come from. Those students from national surveys show that they are 15 times more likely to fail a class, and fewer than 20% of students with food insecurities will complete their degrees in 5 years or less. In response, we opened our student food pantry last year and have distributed thousands of pounds of food to hundreds of CMU Chippewas. In addition, in the last 5 years, our Student Emergency Fund has given out more than $600,000 in emergency aid funds to help students with their most basic needs. Our students today face challenges very different than those of a decade ago. A recent national report shows that more than 60% of college students experience severe anxiety. Our counseling center has increased its services in response, offering new tools such as the therapy assistance online and doing more proactive outreach. They are also bringing activities such as group art, therapy dogs, drumming circles to students across our campus. Academic advising is another powerful tool for student success and retention. Our new proactive advising model requires all first-year students to have at least 2 appointments with their academic advisor each year and offer students more opportunities to receive guidance. All of this is significant. It is significant because we are meeting students where they are and guiding them along their path to graduation. Our students and their families make an investment in CMU. We are invested in keeping them here and seeing them through to their graduation. We continue our important work of maintaining a welcoming place for students from many backgrounds. Faculty, staff, and current students set the tone for our culture of inclusion. I am pleased to share that more than 60 new initiatives to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion university-wide was launched this year. For example, performance evaluations for staff and tenure and promotion requirements for faculty now include measures for training and development in diversity and inclusion. We have also modified hiring practices to create deeper and richer pools of candidates. For our students, we have added new required classes in racial and social discrimination. These are difficult topics to address, and I am very proud of our students' ability to have these challenging conversations. They hold each other accountable. They hold CMU accountable for growth in this important area. I would like to recognize Australia Coleman, a senior here at CMU, for her efforts in this area. In addition to her great work here at Central Michigan University, Australia has done important work in our local community with the Mount Pleasant Diversity Group. This summer, she was named NAACP's Organizer of the Year for our district. It is a well-deserved honor for her and for our institution to have her be one of our outstanding students. Please join me in congratulating and thanking Australia. Thank you, Ashley. During this past year, I've been in many discussions on the issues we face, including enrollment and how we present ourselves to external communities. To that end, this fall, I announced changes to our leadership structure, replacing old positions with new roles that will enable us to meet our strategic goals. We will hire a new vice president of student recruitment and retention, who will lead collaborative efforts with admissions and other areas to develop strategies to find and keep future CMU students. We recently concluded a nationwide search for our new Vice President of University Communications and Chief Marketing Officer. This individual will guide the way we share our story of rigor, relevance, and excellence with all audiences, especially targeting new students. I am very pleased to announce that we have successfully completed that search and make the announcement early next week. We are also conducting research to examine our position in the marketplace and to define what distinguishes us from our peer institutions. We will develop a new brand platform that showcases our strengths. And we're going to make it easier for future students to learn more about educational opportunities at Central. We are in the process of developing a new website that will make it easy for digital visitors to find the information they need, and more importantly, to see themselves here at CMU. Another important topic of discussion this year was the need to increase our presence in key markets, especially in Metro Detroit. A historical note, we were one of the first public universities to overtly recruit in Detroit. Think about that. That's our legacy. We have created an ambitious strategy for our Detroit office and have already shifted several positions there from areas such as alumni, admissions, and business development. I would like to welcome Rhonda Welsh, our new executive director for Detroit Outreach. Rhonda will lead our downtown Detroit office and make it the hub of many activities to advance our efforts in student recruiting, internships, business and corporate engagement, alumni relations, fundraising, and much more. Please welcome Rhonda to the CMU family.
Over there.
In my first year with Central Michigan University, I asked you to embrace transformational change. Not transactional, messing around with the edges, transformational. And we do operate differently today than we did at this time last year. But let it be known, we're not done changing, not even close. Earlier this semester, I announced a strategic envisioning process that will ask each of us to look forward to 2030. Ask the basic question, what type of university, what do we need to look like to be successful, sustainable in 2030? Based on the changes we see in our landscape, we will focus both on the challenges and opportunities immediately before us and those that lie ahead. We will identify areas of concern and trouble, as well as pinpoint opportunities for growth and prosperity. And then we will chart our course for action. Let me emphasize this. This is a strategic envisioning process. It is about the process. The intent is not to develop and issue a new strategic plan with traditional metrics and genre from higher education that binds our thinking in old ways and old paradigms. Rather, the goal is to create a framework to guide strategic decision-making, allowing us to anticipate changes and to act intentionally and deliberately. This process is about being responsive and being able to adapt. It is about making appropriate changes to the new and changing environment. As John Maynard Keynes stated, the difficulty lies not so much in developing new ideas as in escaping from the old. To guide us toward transformational change, we will focus on five distinct pathways. First, we will commit to enhancing and highlighting our overall academic quality and value. We will commit to ensuring academic and co-curricular programs present an overall environment of rigor, relevance, and excellence. Earlier this year, Dr. Mary Scutton joined the university community as our new provost, bringing 30 years of higher education leadership to CMU. She will work closely with our deans, department chairs, and faculty around the campus and around the university to pursue excellence in all that we do. Thank you to everyone who has given her a very warm welcome to CMU. In the coming years, we must spotlight both our academic excellence and the ways we prepare students not only for their careers, but also to be civically engaged and to be leaders and lifelong learners. Last year, employers conducted nearly 1,000 on-campus interviews and hundreds more attended career fairs and networking events. Many of our students have jobs lined up because of this work before they even shake my hand at commencement. We must also prepare students for careers in sectors and in jobs that do not even exist yet. They must be ready to succeed in jobs that are being transformed by the advances in biomedicine and in the health sciences, in technology and communications, through the influence of globalization and sustainability. To do so, we must focus on solutions-based, active, hands-on learning. We must develop intersections between and among the academic disciplines. No issue, no problem can be solved by one academic perspective. It must be integrated. Last month, we announced a request for proposals for the new President's and Provost Fund for Program Innovation and Excellence. This competitive $3 million fund will reward innovation in teaching, research and scholarly activity, and interdisciplinary partnerships, and other ways to advance rigor, relevance, and excellence. We created this fund for two reasons. First, because I believe everyone, and I mean everyone, in this room has had an idea that could positively impact our university. However, too often, we keep ideas to ourselves. And it goes without saying that great ideas without action, without planning, accomplishes nothing. But great ideas with action have the power to make substantial and wonderful changes. This grant is to encourage the sharing of those great ideas. I want each of you to work together with colleagues who you have not worked with or have not met from across the university and to challenge the status quo, to take risks, to try new things. That is what we need to be doing. And second, we established this fund to relaunch our culture of innovation. One of the things that I've learned about CMU as part of being a candidate and my first steps, we've had a rich history and tradition of being innovative. We need to reinvigorate that. We need to do that in order to navigate our future. We need to encourage and reward creativity and collaboration. And that's where innovation comes in. This leads to the second strategic pathway, which will position Central Michigan University as an inclusive and equitable marketplace of ideas and action. As a university, we need to be the cauldron of ideas, a place where people can express thoughts, raise issues, and offer suggestions to address key problems. A place where research and collaboration yield powerful solutions to complex problems. We need to have healthy, civil debates that examine ideas through the lenses of critical and logical processes. We must be the place where ideas, not people, are challenged, where individuals come together from all backgrounds and ideologies to build agreement by examining our differences and finding the commonalities. We have the opportunity, we have the duty to be that place. The Critical Engagement Series and the Conversations That Matter program are excellent examples of how we engage students, faculty, staff, and community members currently to address key issues. We're started that work. And as we commit to understanding and protecting our differences, we can become the place to challenge ideas, create necessary dialogue, and seek solutions for our world's most pressing problems right here at CMU. The third strategic pathway is working with partners around the state to foster an ecosystem of innovation, economic growth, cultural enrichment, and civic engagement. CMU has played an important role in Michigan's economic comeback following the Great Recession, but there's still a lot of work to be done. Let's ask what CMU can do to help. Let's position ourselves to lead the way, especially in our region and throughout the state in underserved areas. Entrepreneurship is a tremendous growth area for our state. We are preparing students to realize their dreams of business ownership through the new venture competition in our partnership with Central Michigan University's Research Corporation. We are also adding programs we know that will meet the needs of employers, such as our new environmental engineering program, as well as the recently accredited program in public health. How else can we support Michigan's growing economy? We must ask and answer that. We are the bedrock of cultural activities, including, for example, the annual Celebrating Life powwow hosted by students and staff from our Native American Programs Office. How else can we contribute to the cultural richness of our community? CMU has a long legacy of volunteer and civic service to address broad social issues. We are the national leader in programs such as Alternative Breaks, and many of our students and faculty are deeply engaged in public service and leadership. How can we promote and grow this important activity? Let's look for new ways to leverage the powerful resources of our university to benefit people and communities around our state. Higher education has become incredibly competitive. Some would call it a buyer's market, and it probably is. As such, we must aggressively compete for every student we wish to enroll. Therefore, our fourth strategic pathway is to understand and proactively address the needs of our current and future students. And let me be clear, this is not about marketing. It's not about billboards. This is something that we must address from every area of our operation, from the types of academic programs to the types of co-curricular services we offer, and everything else we do throughout the entire university. We must be focused on serving. The pool of first-time and any college student is shrinking while demand is increasing among transfers, working adults, and non-traditional students. We must recruit them all. We have a foundation to start with. More than 10% of our undergraduates are 25 years or older, many returning to college to complete their degree. We must offer programs and services to meet their needs, just as we meet the needs of every student at CMU. Furthermore, we must once again become the leaders, reestablish ourselves as the leaders in distance education. Again, we have a foundation to jump from. Since 2017, we have nearly doubled the number of online programs we have offered and have seen an increase of more than 120% in students enrolling in online classes. And also, did you know that a quarter of our students on our main campus also enroll in an online course? And that's not a bad thing. This is clearly an area of potential growth for Central Michigan University, and we must continue to pursue online and distance learning offerings through our global campus structure. And finally, the fifth strategic pathway. We need to redefine and expand our business model. We must ask ourselves, are we solely in the business of granting degrees and counting credit hours? That is what our business model today is built on. Number of credit hours, you've all heard it, SCH, RCM, and that's not code word. However, if we broaden our mindset and say our business is about the creation, dissemination, and application of knowledge, we will see and realize many more opportunities. This includes, for example, serving individuals who are truly lifelong learners. Working adults increasingly need opportunities to grow their skills, either for job or changes or promotion. They don't always need a degree to do so. We can position ourselves to meet their needs, ideally situated. We can partner with corporations and organizations to offer degree and certificate programs to their employees at their place of work. We can also think about the ongoing educational needs of one of our largest pools and existing supporters, our alumni. They may not need an advanced degree, but they need to be always retooling, and they know it. Let's provide them that opportunity. We have so many opportunities to change our financial business model, and we must do so if we are to be fully financially sustainable in 2030. These are simple. These are our five strategic pathways. They will provide us with a framework for thinking, making decisions, adapting to changes in our environment, and most importantly, guiding our actions and direction. This, again, is not about planning. This is about strategic action. We will soon convene work groups to create the appropriate narrative for each pathway. These groups will assist in setting overarching strategies to be deployed over the next 10 years with short-term benchmarks to gauge our progress and also to make changes as necessary. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities before us. Together, we will creatively seek ways to serve our future students and embrace lifelong learners and set ourselves apart from our peer institutions. We are strong in so many areas, but we need to find our niche, our calling. We cannot be everything to everyone, as so often told to me over the last year, but we can be the right thing for the right student. Because for them, Central Michigan University is where they belong. This university. This university, our university, will be invaluable to them. This is where they will thrive. This is where they will discover their passions. This is where their trajectory of their lives will be set or reset. Students will choose CMU if we show them the why, because we know we have the power to change lives. We will, again, we must go out and tell that story. We must believe and share the message that we are not just a good university, but we are truly striving for greatness. And let's work together to be great this year, next year, and 2030 and beyond. As the son of a historian, I understand the value and the power of reflecting and learning from our past. But my father made it clear that history was a tool, a process for envisioning a brighter future. When I was 7 years old, my dad took me to the National Archives in Washington, D.C. I remember this vividly. He pointed to an inscription on a monument of a beautiful lady, and the monument was aptly named Future. The inscription at the base of her feet said, what is past is prologue. In that moment, discussion between father and very young son, he told me that we must understand our history not to criticize or to glamorize the past, but to let it guide us and give context to the current state of affairs, and most importantly, about our future ambitions. The past is the foundation that enables us to turn our focus forward. CMU, we have a rich history and tradition. We must celebrate it, but not become stuck in it. We must look forward to how great things can and will be in our future. Our wonderful past is prologue to a tremendous future. And that is where our focus must be. I began talking today about the convergence of challenges that create rapids of change. The field of higher education, as Trustee Stelly kind of talked about, is full of whitewater rapids, to continue my analogy. The institutions that will survive and thrive will be those that plan ahead, anticipate coming changes, and respond accordingly and quickly. So we must ask ourselves, what kind of institution will we be? Will we choose to let the rapids determine our path, which, to be honest, is easier, fairly thrilling, but puts us in great peril? Another alternative, we can choose to slide into an eddy at the edge of the stream where the waters are calm and the grass is green. It feels safe, but we will watch every other university pass us by, eventually making us irrelevant. To me, the only successful path forward requires us to be deliberate and focused, navigating our course for the best possible outcomes for our students and for our community. As I mentioned earlier, I wear two hats. I wear two hats at CMU: president, parent. A few weeks ago, I asked my daughter a series of questions. And as questions, I asked many students. I asked, are the classes you're taking challenging? Are you being challenged academically? How are you doing in your residential hall? How are you friends interacting? Are you glad you are here at CMU? And she answered, like so many students, especially to that last question, are you glad to be here at CMU? With an enthusiastic yes. She talked about her professors and classes and the new possibilities they have laid before her. She talked about living in a residential hall, and she mentioned she wanted to be in Barnes, but we won't talk about that. She talks about the perspectives that the students share with her and the friendships that she is making. After a discussion of frustration, she even talked positively of group projects. Bottom line, she is not learning only about the subject materials. She is learning about interpersonal working relationships. She is learning about what leadership ethics means. She is learning about how she will make her mark throughout the world, albeit within the first 10 weeks of being here at CMU. When I talk to my daughter, I hear the immense power of CMU. I see it through their eyes. I see it through her eyes. I see the invaluable experiences that we, faculty, staff, alumni, and fellow students make possible by being the community that we are. These glimpses of life at Central give me an immense passion to build on our successes and our strengths, to build upon our ability to serve students as individuals, to blend our role as a teaching institution and a research institution, to bring together the professional programs and the power of the liberal arts in a unique and powerful way, to grow our enrollments to sustainable levels and not sacrifice academic quality and standards. That is what we're going to do together. We are establishing and charting our path. We are making a plan and focused forward. Yes, we are a very good university, and we're going to be great. Because when we are fired up and focused, there is nothing that we cannot achieve. I want to thank all of you for the work you have done and continue to do for Central Michigan University. I look forward to navigating